Shalom. Hey, you may have noticed I look a little bit different than the last time you saw me. I've been through quite a health journey over the last number of months as I underwent a liver transplant after an emergency medical crisis. I want to say thank you for praying for me. You prayed me through. I'm here today because of your prayers. God answered those prayers, and I'm alive and well. Your prayers sustained me. God also performed an absolute miracle in my life, bringing me back to health. There's just so much to share right now, but you can read the whole story at jewishvoice.tv. Again, jewishvoice, one word, .tv. Again, thank you for all your prayers. Shalom, and God bless you.
Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice.
Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. I want to thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Burness, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, Ezra Benjamin. On October 7th of 2023, the world was shocked as Hamas butchered over 1,200 civilians in the worst attack against Jews since the Holocaust. Unspeakable atrocities, rape, murder of women, killing parents in front of their children in front of their parents. People were burned alive. Babies were beheaded in their cribs. Children and elderly were dragged away on motorcycles as hostages. Since then, the war has raged on and become a global concern. The Middle East crisis is complicated, and it's both a physical and spiritual battle with prophetic implications. Israel and the Jewish people are at the heart of this ministry, and we want to educate and equip you to understand what's happening and what you can do to help. So Ezra, this is very complicated.
It is.
And there's two narratives. There's the media narrative, and there's the truth.
Sure.
The narrative that...
Sure. And within the media narrative, depending on what channel you're watching, you're going to get a different spin. And it's in the months since October 7th, Jonathan, the war rages on. And what we hoped might be a swift, decisive military action has only become more complicated. And with the complications come the speculation and the accusation and the condemnation. And if you're like many of our viewers, you're going, I want to stand with Israel. I think I'm supposed to stand with Israel. But how do I continue standing with Israel, and what does that even mean?
Well, let's sort it out, because every time I turn on the news, and it really doesn't matter if it's CNN, if it's Fox News, if it's BBC, which is probably even worse, but the narrative is that Israel is the aggressor now, killing hundreds or even thousands of innocent Palestinians, and the world's demanding a ceasefire. The UN and most of the world is demanding a ceasefire. That's the picture, Israel the aggressor.
Sure.
Which has been the narrative for decades.
For decades.
But it's intensified again.
Not only demanding a ceasefire, but condemning Israel for the action that's been taken already. And Jonathan, I'm remembering on the evening of October 7th, you know, we woke up here in the U.S. and it was actually supposed to be one of the most joyous days on the Jewish calendar. It is, by tradition.
Well, explain that.
What I mean is it's the end, the last, we can say the last and greatest day of the feast, to use New Testament language, but it's the end of this 8-day celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles called Sukkot. And this last and greatest day is also known in the Jewish community as Simcha Torah, or the joy of the Word of God. And so not only in Israel, but in Jewish communities around the world, this is to be at the end of the Feast of Tabernacles, truly a day of rejoicing before the Lord, a day of picnics, a day of dancing, celebration, reading the Bible, rolling the scroll back from the end of Deuteronomy.
Yeah, for those that are familiar with the portion of the week, this is the the rolling back of the scrolls to Genesis, to the beginning of Genesis again, and starting
right. And this was what was supposed to happen on October 7th, which not only was Simchat Torah, the joy of the Word of God, and not only the last and greatest day of the Feast of Tabernacles, but it was also a Saturday, a Shabbat on the Jewish calendar, which is a day of rest. And so on a day of joy and rest, we woke up here in the United States to news. My wife is from Israel, so we woke up, Jonathan, to texts and voice notes from my wife's mother saying, we're locked in our house. They live in the south in the Negev, closer to the Gaza border. And the government has told us, don't open your windows, don't answer the door. People may be trying to kill you. And we were shocked.
Same here.
We were shocked.
Absolutely shocked.
And that evening, U.S. time, the international spokesperson for the Israel Defense Force, the IDF, posted something that would be seen by the entire world, and he said, in the weeks and months that are to come, this is going to get more complicated and more confusing, but I want you to remember why it started. And it was profound in hindsight what he said.
Let me use October 7th, which was just a horrific day.
Yeah.
Actually, the worst atrocities since the Holocaust,
right.
The greatest loss of Jewish life, maybe in any single day, outside of the labor camps, the death camps. There's something called moral equivalency, and that is that you have two warring factions. You have Israel and the Palestinians, the Israelis and the Palestinians, and they're both fighting for their cause. And Israel is the Goliath with all the weaponry, but it's kind of this battle of equivalence where Israel is striking, and Hamas or the Palestinians are striking, and there's this moral equivalence.
Quid pro quo.
But that's not actually the case. Explain that.
Right.
From October 7th.
Right. Here's the thing, and what we need to understand, if you're watching the news only, you may not understand this. By its definition, the Israel Defense Force, the key word there is defense, the IDF exists not to be an aggressor in the region, but to defend the borders and the people of Israel, the Jewish state, reborn in 1948, against those who would seek to destroy her. So their purpose is to defend. Hamas's purpose, and it's interesting, Hamas in Hebrew means violence, believe it or not. But in Arabic, it doesn't mean that. Hamas in Arabic means the resistance. Well, what are they resisting? It's that same narrative you just talked about, this idea that Israel is an aggressor in the region. And so Hamas's charter document, if you don't believe us, look it up. You're going to find it in black and white, in the words of the charter document, is the annihilation of the Jewish state and the extermination of Jewish people in that land and in the surrounding
region. And they've never
region.
Retracted it.
They
it's
haven't.
Never been retracted.
Right. So you have one group who's existing to defend its own national borders and its people. And by the way, you may not know there's millions of Israelis who are not Jewish men and women. They're Arab. And the state of Israel defends those people as well. And then you have this Islamic jihadist terrorist regime, more on what that means in a moment, whose very purpose by its nature is to exterminate the Jewish people. It is not equivalent.
So Ezra, the point I want people to understand is October 7th was not a military attack. It wasn't an attack against the Israeli military. It was attack against civilians, an attack against women, children, grandparents, just atrocities.
People who were not even Israeli citizens living and working in the land of Israel were cut down. They were murdered alongside the Jewish
people. It was just a mass murder effort.
And so the question then in the media is, well, if it's quid pro quo, right? Well, then Hamas had this right to attack innocent civilians because Israel's been attacking the Palestinians, been attacking the Arab people. But that's another clarification we need to make because you're not probably going to find it in the news. This is not a battle, Jonathan, between the state of Israel and the Palestinian people or the Arab states or Arab peoples as a whole. This is a specific war that really Hamas declared, but then Israel made it official on the evening of October 7th when Netanyahu said this is war between a state trying to defend its own people, Jewish and Arab, within its borders, and an Islamic jihadist terrorist regime.
This is a hugely important point. This is not Israelis against Palestinians.
Correct.
This was a terrorist attack,
right.
just horrific terrorist attack against men, women, and children, indiscriminate attack to destroy life.
Correct.
And Israel is not against the Palestinians.
Correct.
They're trying to eradicate a terrorist organization that puts every citizen of Israel and visitor in jeopardy.
That's right. That's right. And what do we mean by Islamic jihadist terrorist regime? Jihad is holy war in Islamic thought. And the idea is that you conquer anyone who's resistant to Islam by forcing them to convert, to become Muslim, or eliminating them. That's jihad. That's holy war. And so this group called Hamas, the resistance, that, by the way, does not represent the Arab or all Palestinian people. They're a very specific group within it. And in fact, some of the Palestinian Authority community members despise Hamas. If they were in the same place, they'd kill them.
And we have to acknowledge that, sadly, many, many innocent Palestinians have died in this war. And it's horrific.
And we're going to talk about
that more. It's
horrific,
but there's a reason that that's happening.
Exactly.
And it's not Israel's fault.
Exactly. We'll unpack that in a few seconds. But Hamas is using its own people as human shields.
We need to take a short break, but we want to show you how we're helping on the ground in Israel and how you can partner with us. Watch now.
One way to stand with Israel is to actively demonstrate your support. Even a small symbolic gesture, such as wearing the simple wristband or a pin featuring the U.S. and Israeli flag, can have more impact than you can imagine. To equip you for conversation that may be initiated when you wear that pin or wristband, we recommend Jonathan's authoritative commentary, A Lasting Peace, a historical, biblical, and prophetic lens on the crisis in the Middle East. This hardcover book, more than 200 pages, will help you understand the physical and spiritual battle unfolding in Israel, Palestine, Gaza, the entire Middle East, and indeed the world. Make a one-time gift of $40 or more, and we'll send the pin, bracelet, and book right out to you. Become a new Shalom partner with a gift of $30 per month. And to say thank you, we'll also include this striking sculpture titled Soldier at the Wall. The moving image of a defender of Israel praying at the Western Wall reminds us that true peace is available to those who trust in God and how we each have a responsibility to pray for Israel. As a new Shalom partner, your gift will also be invested in support of relief efforts in Israel. Jewish Voice is partnering with more than 80 respected ministries to provide desperately needed humanitarian aid and emergency response care. Call this toll-free number. Mail your most generous financial gift to the address on the screen. Give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. Thank you so much for coming alongside Jewish Voice in our promise to stand with Israel.
Our dear friends in Jewish Voice, we want to thank you so much for the great shoes. We want to thank you for the jackets. We want to thank you for the gloves and for everything you are doing for Israel, for the IDF. God bless you and God bless us.
Amen.
Before we go any further, I want to say thank you on behalf of all of these Israeli ministries and everyone at Jewish Voice for your partnership. We couldn't give this kind of help without your support. So we're grateful for your partnership.
Yeah.
Ezra, I want to go back to this moral equivalency issue.
Sure.
The media is painting this picture of Israel the Goliath butchering thousands of innocent Palestinians.
That's right. That's right.
And it's sad that so many are dying. But there's a reason for it. I want to dig into that.
Yeah, and here's the false narrative, the carrot that's being dangled right now to try to pull people away from any kind of support for Israel is to say, if you stand with the Jewish state, if you stand with Israel, then you are condoning the murder of thousands, tens of thousands of innocent Gazans, right? This is the narrative out there. It's this false choice. But we have to go back, remember why it started, like the IDF spokesman said, right, on October 7th,
right.
Hours
and it's
after
the UN,
this whole
it's
thing.
The UN narrative also.
Totally.
Constantly sanctioning Israel.
Right, but here's the thing. I would say, and we want to argue and appeal to you, that it is possible to defend Israel's right to defend herself, condemn jihadist terrorist violence by Hamas, and also grieve the loss of innocent life that's happening on both sides of the border, especially in the Gaza Strip in these last few months. And
it is grievous, but why are so many Palestinians dying? And the answer is that Hamas is putting these innocent people front and center as shields.
Right. And they've done it before in other military escalations with Israel, and they're doing it now, and they'll continue to do it. Because remember, the ultimate goal in the Hamas worldview, in the Hamas charter, is by any means necessary, exterminate the Jewish people in that region, destroy the Jewish state, we've heard the language, drive them into the sea for the sake of the glory of Allah. So by any means necessary, if we have to use innocent people in our own area to do so, well, we're going after what we would say is the greater good.
So shocking. They're willing to sacrifice their own people for this hatred, right, and this ultimate goal of pushing the Jewish people into the Mediterranean Sea.
Sure. And again, that's why the idea of moral equivalency needs to go in the trash bin right now, because there's not a fair fight happening here. Israel's trying to defend itself. Hamas is hiding behind innocent civilians to try to protect itself.
Why do you think the media is so slanted and the UN is so biased against Israel?
Yeah, you know, each member of the UN might have their own reason. They're representing the political views of their nation. They might be representing a religious worldview. But I think ultimately, Jonathan, something that we need to remember here, and I want to challenge you listening at home to remember, is that beneath what we're seeing in the natural is actually a spiritual battle. And you may be listening going, okay, don't over-spiritualize, but let me remind us of something. Genesis 17:8, God says to Abraham, I will give this land to you and your descendants as an everlasting possession. You don't believe me? Check it out. It's in there. Everlasting, the last time I checked in the dictionary, means everlasting. So right away, God's made a promise that this land is going to be given and then restored despite our unfaithfulness and being scattered as a people, right? God would restore the land to us, and he'd restore us to the land. And he promised that Yeshua would come back when Israel cries out from Jerusalem, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So the enemy, who hates the plans and purposes of God, necessarily hates two things. He hates the Jewish people and wants them exterminated, and he hates that God is a promise keeper who brought the Jewish people back to the land. So at its very nature, Jonathan, we have a spiritual battle going on.
There's no question. Ephesians 6, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, spiritual hierarchies, sure, that are actually influencing the lives of not just people, but nations.
Right.
People groups.
That's exactly what's going on. And groups or terrorist regimes like Hamas, and they're not the only ones, by the way, Hezbollah, we haven't even spoken about yet, but enter Hezbollah right on the northern border.
We'll have to sort that out in the next program.
Right, right. But interestingly, did you know what Hezbollah means in Arabic? It means the people of Allah. So remember Hamas, the resistance against the Jewish occupiers, and Hezbollah, the people of Allah. How can we deny that this is in fact a spiritual, religiously motivated
battle? I found it very telltale that the leaders of Hamas not only said that we want to destroy Israel, but encouraged the world to attack the Jewish people.
Exactly, exactly. In the days after October 7th, we couldn't believe what had happened in Israel, but then leaders in Iran, who funded a lot of this, and leaders in Turkey, leaders in Lebanon and Syria came together and said, now is the time, brothers, to what they called in Arabic, to flood Jerusalem. Well, what's going on there? It's this idea that Jerusalem, the most hotly contested few acres of land on the face of the earth, needs to be taken for Allah. And we say, no, it's not a religious, it's not a spiritual battle. Come on. Look at the fact.
This is spiritual, and it answers the question of what you can do to make a difference. You can pray, and that's you right, can proclaim. You can pray for the peace of Jerusalem, which goes beyond just praying for a cessation of war, but praying for God's plan to be fulfilled, and that means transformed lives in with Jew and Arab, Israeli and Palestinian, and members of Hamas. They can be transformed by the power of the living God, and you can change their life through prayer and proclamation of the good news.
Jonathan, our viewers may be listening to all of this saying, I really feel lost in the details. I feel lost in the rhetoric and propaganda. I'm very confused by what I see on the news.
Very understandable.
It's no longer politically correct for me to have my I Stand With Israel sticker on my car. Should I take it off? What would you recommend that our Christian viewers do? How do you stand with Israel right now when she needs that help and that support most of all in practical or spiritual ways?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to advocate that you put bumper stickers everywhere that boldly proclaim you're a supporter of Israel. I that might not be the wisest thing. But what we're called to do, all of us who are lovers of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That word shalom is translated peace, but it's much deeper than that. It's to bring to ultimate conclusion. It's about well-being. It's about completion. And so the idea of praying for the peace of Jerusalem is to storm the heavenlies as watchmen on the walls to bring about God's intended plan and purpose for the land and people of Israel.
That's right.
And we're committed to Jew and Arab alike here at Jewish Voice. We support Arab ministries. We support Palestinian ministries because we know that ultimately God's peace plan is through a changed heart. And that change of heart comes with the Messiah of Israel who's knocking at the doors of our heart.
That's right.
Jew and Arab, Israeli and Palestinian alike. And through your prayer and your sharing your faith with people around you, certainly Palestinians, as well as Jews, their lives will be transformed. That's God's peace plan.
Amen. You know, Jonathan,
that's it.
In what's really become a very dark and a confusing season, we're receiving testimonies from our partners in Israel. You know, we have believing partners in the Gaza Strip and the Palestinian territories, Arab Israelis who love the Jewish people and who love the Lord. We're hearing two things. On the Jewish side of the equation, that there's gospel opportunities right now and spiritual breakthrough.
Incredible opportunities.
More than has been seen in 40 years. Right. And we're hearing testimony after testimony of Palestinians, Arabs, Muslim men and women encountering Jesus in the night in dreams and waking up basically saying, what must I do to be saved?
And I'll tell you
incredible.
Why it's happening. Because of prayer.
Yeah.
Because God's people are praying in places like South Korea and China. They're storming the gates of heaven. And I think that has to be picked up here in the West. We've got to get back into prayer and intercession again. And we need to take this very seriously because the time is short. We want you to hear about an opportunity to partner with Jewish Voice and share the gospel with Jewish communities in Israel as well as around the world. So stay tuned because Ezra and I will be back in a moment to pray for you and your family as well as offer the gift of eternal life.
One way to stand with Israel is to actively demonstrate your support. Even a small symbolic gesture, such as wearing the simple wristband or a pin featuring the U.S. and Israeli flag, can have more impact than you can imagine. To equip you for conversation that may be initiated when you wear that pin or wristband, we recommend Jonathan's authoritative commentary, A Lasting Peace, a historical, biblical, and prophetic lens on the crisis in the Middle East. This hardcover book, more than 200 pages, will help you understand the physical and spiritual battle unfolding in Israel, Palestine, Gaza, the entire Middle East, and indeed the world. Make a one-time gift of $40 or more, and we'll send the pin, bracelet, and book right out to you. Become a new Shalom partner with a gift of $30 per month. And to say thank you, we'll also include this striking sculpture titled Soldier at the Wall. The moving image of a defender of Israel praying at the Western Wall reminds us that true peace is available to those who trust in God and how we each have a responsibility to pray for Israel. As a new Shalom partner, Your gift will also be invested in support of relief efforts in Israel. Jewish Voice is partnering with more than 80 respected ministries to provide desperately needed humanitarian aid and emergency response care. Call this toll-free number. Mail your most generous financial gift to the address on the screen. Give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. Thank you so much for coming alongside Jewish Voice in our promise to stand with Israel.
We devote time in every program to pray for your needs, the needs of your family, because prayer changes things, really does. And we want to agree with those that are watching. And Ezra, there's probably some people watching, maybe channel surfing,
right,
that haven't come into this relationship with the living God.
That's right.
You can today.
That's right.
So Ezra, I'm just going to turn it over to you to minister to the people watching.
Amen. Well, let's pray together. Lord, we thank you that you are the ultimate promise keeper. Lord, we thank you that everything you've said will come to pass. We stand upon your faithfulness. We stand upon your promises. We thank you that you're the watchman over Israel and over the Jewish people, Lord, and that you would watch and keep all those who call upon your name. And Lord, we pray for those right now who are watching, who stumbled onto this program, who don't have that relationship with you. We thank you, Lord, that your word says, and you've promised that if we believe and if we confess with our mouths that you, Jesus, Yeshua, our Lord, and we believe in our hearts that God raised you from the dead, we shall be saved. And Lord, we thank you that for those watching who don't know you, that today, even right now in this moment, would be the day and the moment of salvation.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you for new life in you. To all who would just take that step of faith and call upon your name. Salvation, salvation in Yeshua's name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And if you did pray, I want you to tell someone. It'll make a difference. This is a new beginning. You can become a new creation by just moving forward in whatever God's doing in your heart. And if you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to our website. It's jewishvoice.tv, jewishvoice.tv. And you can find many helpful resources there. And if you have prayer needs, you can send your prayer requests to us right on the website. I want you to know that we care about you, and more importantly, God cares about you, and we will commit to pray for your needs. As we close our program today, I want to remind you, as we've talked about in the program today, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. God has a plan for the people and the land of Israel, and God will bless you as you pray. I want to thank Ezra again for joining me today. And until next time, this is Jonathan Bernis saying shalom and God bless you.
Hey, I want to make you aware of our new Jewish Voice mobile app, by the way. It's easy to download, and it will provide you with up-to-date information about what's happening in Israel, about our ministry projects, and it really is easy. I download it. You can also view our television program. We have special reports right on the app, and it's free. You just enter MyJVMI in your app store, and then you download it onto your device, and I hope you'll do it today.